Good morning, my brothers, spread across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today written from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19 and 20, and it reads, "The Lord by wisdom had founded the earth, by understanding had he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew." This verse of scripture reveals the technology that the Lord employed and deployed when he set out on his creative initiative and agenda concerning the earth. The technology that he deployed was wisdom. There are three very important but related words, and they are knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. It is clear that while knowledge breaks things up or opens things up into new vistas, understanding establishes them, as knowledge and understanding rest on the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge deals with awareness, understanding is related with insight, and wisdom has to do with application. If your ventures, initiatives, and enterprises are going to last and stand the test of time, then they must be founded on pillars of wisdom. Psalm 127 verse 1 declares that except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. The Lord builds your ventures, initiative, and enterprise when you follow the pattern or blueprint that you've received from him, because he is only committed to what he has commanded. In Exodus 25 verse 40, the Lord said to Moses, "And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain." One reason for this is so that you can mirror the dimensions of that thing on earth. When that happens, an avenue is created on earth for the glory of God to be captured, expressed, and manifested. One of the benefits of building by wisdom is longevity. In Matthew 7, 24 and 25, Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever hears the sayings of mine and does them, I will liken to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." When you build by wisdom, the situations and circumstances that were orchestrated against you and designed to bring you down will end up lifting you up. When you build by wisdom, what brought others down into extinction will set you up for promotion and usher you into your rightful space and place for the season. There are different dimensions of wisdom that you need to walk, function, and operate in. In James 1 verse 5, Apostle James says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and to be given to him." The word used for wisdom in this verse of scripture means broad and full of intelligence. No matter, the Lord is able to give you access to secrets and grant you disclosures, but you must first ask him in faith. Then you need to learn to persist until he answers through the spirit of revelation. Learn to also ask for the spirit of understanding so that you can build by wisdom. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for the spirit of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. I receive grace to walk, function, and operate in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. I decree and declare that everything that was orchestrated to work against me begins to work for my good, benefit, and elevation from this day forward. I rise in my life and destiny by the forces of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. I am ushered into my rightful space and place in every season of my life. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com using Next Steps so that I can help you grow into maturity further. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. Simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.